Hey, I'm Tony Moreland, and this is POW, the Samsung Developers Podcast, where we chat with innovators using Samsung technologies, award-winning app developers and designers, as well as insiders working on the latest Samsung tools. Welcome to Season 2, Episode 2. On today's show, I interview Tan Wien, the Director of Business Development at Butterfly Affected, the company that has licensed such big brands as SpongeBob, Minions, Star Trek, South Park, Hello Kitty, and many more. Every month, Galaxy Store users download over 1 million apps created by Butterfly Affected, and Tan gives us a little insight into their success and their challenges. Enjoy. Hey, Tan, thanks for joining me on the podcast today.
Hi, Tony. Thanks for having me on your show.
So I'd like to start with, who is Tan Wien?
I was born in Vietnam and came to Germany at the age of 5. And my mom and I belonged to the last group, which was able to leave Vietnam legally by plane. And after that, this period of the boat people, I think you have heard this. But yeah, we were the last group which was allowed to leave legally. And I grew up in Germany. I went to school here. I basically lived my whole life in Germany. And I think you can truly hear this when I'm speaking English.
Exactly. So it was that somewhat unique for you? Were there many other children from Vietnam that had ended up in Germany during that time?
Most of my relatives and my family, they came after my mom and me. And most of the Vietnamese people came to the eastern part of Germany because there was this, as you know, historically close connection between the Soviet Union and Vietnam.
Sure.
Many Vietnamese people first came to the eastern part of Germany. We were lucky enough back then to came to the western part, actually. So I grew up near Frankfurt. That's where I'm still living, actually.
Nice. Yeah. So I had visited Europe when I was fresh out of college. And the only thing that I remember about Frankfurt is that was the airport that I landed at to go somewhere else. So I did not get a chance to actually enjoy Frankfurt.
There are some nice places. And it's true that Frankfurt is mostly new for the airport, also for the skyline, because it's actually one of the few skylines we have in Germany. I think there was some study there, and they said that there are 25 skyscrapers in Germany, and 22 are in Frankfurt, actually.
Wow.
I did not know that. This is interesting.
So you work for Butterfly Affected, which is the company that has brought us themes from SpongeBob, Minions, Star Trek, South Park, Hello Kitty, Fast and Furious. So tell me, what is your role at the company and how did you first begin to work for them?
Yeah, sure. I'm Director of Business Development, and my main responsibilities are new projects, brand sourcing, and partner management. So I'm actually responsible for sourcing all the brands you've just mentioned. And it's a quite challenging but also really satisfying role. I've known Rainer, the CEO and founder of the company, for a really long time. And I worked with him when I was managing the first content portal for Samsung Electronics Germany.
So you actually worked for Samsung?
Yeah. Yeah, it's some years ago. I think it's now 10 years ago. I worked for Samsung for several years. And during that time, I've met Rainer, and I was managing some projects he was doing back then for Samsung, and then this is how we've known each other. And after he successfully launched the Seams business, he asked me if I would like to join his company and help him to bring it to the next level. And I gladly took the opportunity, and since then, I was able to secure partnerships with some really iconic brands, some of them you've just mentioned. And this indeed took downloads and revenue to a new level. And I'm quite happy about the things we've achieved so far.
Wow, that's amazing. So give me a little bit about the history of Butterfly Affected.
Yeah, Butterfly Affected was founded in 2004, and We had the purpose of offering customers new ways to personalize mobile devices, right? I think the first product was a wallpaper generator, which was coded in Java because, you know, the first phones were really simple. This was before the smartphone era, the first Java phones. And we offered customers back then the opportunity to integrate their own photos into wallpapers and create own compositions. So this was a really quite advanced technology back then. And later we moved into the gaming business and developed different content management systems and digital platforms for international companies. But yeah, we are really happy about our partnership with Samsung and the huge success of the themes business. And it's a little bit like going back to the roots for us.
Sure, sure.
Really great.
You know, the first thing that jumped out at me when I learned about Butterfly Affected and all the amazing themes that you guys are creating was the name Butterfly Affected. That's a pretty unique company name. So how did you guys come up with that?
Yeah, the name, it's quite interesting. It's from our CEO. He grew up with two brothers who both became physicists later. And since they were young, they were fascinated by the butterfly effect. And I don't know if you heard about the...
I have not.
So the butterfly effect is part of the Keogh theory that states that one small change in the situation can drastically change the outcome of an event, right? So a butterfly can flutter its wings over a flower in China, for example, and cause a hurricane in the Caribbean. So this is the basic idea about this. And this idea stuck to Weiner, and he was fascinated by it because we all can make a change in this world. And so he chose this name and it became a driving force of our company since then.
Yeah, I know it's a very unique name and I think fits what you guys do extremely well.
Yeah, thank you.
So something I've noticed is you also have a brand that is thethemesworld.com. So tell me how that intermixes with Butterfly Affected.
Yeah, sure. The Themes World is actually our own brand and the unit which operates the themes business within Butterfly Affected, because as I stated earlier, we have different fields of operations, and the themes world is actually the unit which is doing all the themes business.
Okay.
We introduced it around 6 months after starting with themes and wanted to use it exclusively, but by doing so we would have lost all the positive reviews and followers, and so we decided against it.
I see. Okay.
A tip to all the designers out there who want to start the business: choose your name wisely at the beginning.
Yes.
Because changes at a later point are really difficult.
Yeah, I can definitely agree with that. So when I first started, before I worked at Samsung, I was also a designer creating watch faces and themes, and I chose the name Xeer.
Okay.
Spelled A. X-E-I-R. I chose it because it started with an A and it was a short amount of letters and I could get the domain name. The problem with that is that when I would tell somebody the name of my company, Xeer, they're like, great, how do you spell it? And yeah, right away I realized that it was not the best name. If I have to explain how to spell a five-letter name, then that wasn't a good choice. But it was too late. I had already started publishing. So yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah, exactly. You really have to think about it.
So you guys produce a large amount of themes. I'm assuming it's not just one designer at Butterfly Affected that's creating these themes. So how many designers do you have working under Butterfly Affected?
At the moment, we have around, I think, 30 employees. And additional, we have many freelancers, and they are operating the themes business. They are working in different teams using a well-structured process, which we created and optimized over the years. But you are totally right. We couldn't do it by our own or with a two or three man team. So we have quite a working force and big team behind us, luckily.
So you had mentioned that you were working at Samsung and that's how you met Rainier. So that was the connection then between Rainier learning about designing themes for Samsung?
No, this actually happened later, because we have a long history with Samsung, and we provided content for the first mobile content store. This was called the Samsung Fan Club, and this was already in 2006, right? And themes started way later. But yeah, since 2006, we worked with Samsung on different projects and different fields, often challenging, but always fruitful. And actually, it started at the UEFA Euro Cup 2016.
Okay.
Back then, Samsung planned a promotion and then wanted to give away free themes, so free football themes, and they asked us if we were able to provide them.
So I'm imagining that doing something for such a large event that you must have received an enormous amount of downloads from that initial, you know, theme that you guys created.
Yeah, this was really astonishing, especially as we came from different other content businesses, like for example music and games. And after creating and offering the first themes, we are really amazed about the huge download numbers. We're on a totally different level, which we really have never anticipated. And that's actually how it started, because after we created the first batch for free, we created the second one and again received really amazing results. And then we created the third batch, and after that we basically decided to go fully into it. And that's how everything started.
Wow. Can you share some of the download numbers that you guys received?
Yeah, sure. No problem. So in as I said, we started in 2016, and in the first 6 months, we've generated around 800,000 downloads.
Wow.
So this was in the first 8 months. And now we are at over 1.2 million a month.
So every month you're getting 1.2 million downloads?
Yes, exactly.
That is amazing. So I've been doing watch face and themes designs now for about 3 years. I just hit 1 million. So I was very excited to reach that in the 3 year mark, and you guys are doing that monthly. That is truly amazing.
Yeah, as I said, we are really happy, and the good thing is it's still the beginning, right? Because if you look at the potential customer base or market size is huge, right? I mean, Samsung is selling hundreds and hundreds of million smartphones each year. And the theme store is pre-installed on each of these devices. Yep. So there's so much more we actually can do. And that's why it's so cool to be in this place and in this business.
Definitely. So you had mentioned that Butterfly Effect does more than just themes. So tell me a little bit about those other areas that you guys are into.
Yeah, we are also offering different content management systems and or digital platforms for operators as well as publishers.
So you guys are a multifaceted company.
Indeed.
So you had also mentioned games. So tell me, is Butterfly Effected currently producing games?
The focus has shifted from games to themes and also watch faces. We are... At the moment, we are creating something in the AR space, because I think this is something which will be quite interesting in the coming years. But it's too early to tell you anything about it.
Okay.
But yeah, we are also in the AR space.
Wonderful. That's exciting.
Yeah, it is.
So you mentioned that you are in Frankfurt. Tell me, where is the company located?
Butterfly Effected has a big office in Romania, but the headquarters is actually located near Munich in Bavaria. And this is one of Germany's most beloved regions, very famous for the Alps, the food, the beer.
Yes.
And of course, the very popular Oktoberfest.
Of so course.
If you hear Munich and Bavaria, the first things in mind, actually, most of the time is Oktoberfest.
Yes.
Have you ever been there?
The closest I got was Austria.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I went, you know, many years ago and did a little tour of Europe. And as I had mentioned, I landed in Frankfurt, but, you know, within, you know, minutes, I was on my way to Austria.
Austria sounds really nice.
Yeah. And they definitely love to celebrate Oktoberfest and their beer there as well. So as a young 21-year-old, when I was there, we definitely got to enjoy Oktoberfest.
Yeah, this is great.
So this year, Butterfly Affected won the Best of Galaxy Store Awards for Best Themes Collection. Super excited that you guys were the recipient of that award. Tell me, what did it mean to win that award?
Oh, this was really, really amazing. We are extremely proud and thankful to be part of Samsung's huge ecosystem, right? We are a still relatively small company, and having such a respectful and fruitful cooperation with a giant company as Samsung is really, really amazing. Especially in these challenging times, this partnership gives us the stability and that helps us to secure the jobs of our employees and our team. And then receiving this award, right, gives us the motivation to do our best and to even be a better partner for Samsung in the future and work even harder to give the best quality products to the Samsung customer.
Yeah, definitely. I was excited to see that you won and still
thank
always
you.
Always amazed at the work you put together.
Yeah, thank you.
So a lot of your success, I know, comes from marketing. So can you tell me what are some of the tools and techniques that Butterfly Affected utilizes to help market your brands?
Yeah, sure. I mean, we do obviously social media promotions. And in addition to that, also in-store promotions are, of course, extremely important via badges and banners. And luckily, we have a lot of big partners with very strong social media channels.
Yeah.
And they do also promotions in their channels. And this helps a lot to drive traffic to the Samsung store and increase both downloads and sales.
Yeah, I'm sure that having that partnership with them to utilize their social channels is really beneficial.
Yes.
And glad to hear that you are using Galaxy Store badges, a great way to help direct your customers right to your content. So
yeah, this is extremely, extremely important for sure.
You know, we've talked a lot about all this amazing content that you guys have created. Can you tell me about how many themes do you think Butterfly Affected has published on the Galaxy Store?
I think up until now, we've created over 30,000 themes and 1,500 watch faces.
Wow, 30,000 themes.
it's a big number. And if you take into account the other content types as wallpapers, icons, AODs, and stickers, we have a combined number of over 100,000 items in the store.
Wow. Yeah, that would definitely take a large team just to manage this. Yeah. Such a huge library.
Definitely. And a good content management system. So
yeah, yeah.
So this helps us that we are producing this as well.
So Butterfly Affected, I mean, you're known definitely for all of the partnerships you have with these big brands. But do you guys do more than just that? I mean, are you doing any, you know, custom artwork that you produce into your themes?
Yes, of course. I mean, that's also why we introduced the themes world, because under this brand, we actually produce our own designs and our own artwork. And this is also extremely successful. So it's a good tip out there that in the end, in some cases, of course, it's beneficial to have a huge partner and a huge IP. But we also teamed up with some lesser known brands as Ann Stokes, for example. Often they generate similar or even higher downloads.
Really?
No, yeah, it's astonishing. It's not that you need a big IP. In the end, it's the quality of the artwork and the emotions which are transported.
Yeah.
And I think this is a good tip to all the designers who want to start now and think that, oh yeah, they have big brands and I have no chance. No, that's not the case. You just need good artwork and things which actually are able to play and raise your emotions or the emotions of the customers, and that's all you need.
Yeah. So where would you say that your designers, when they are designing something that is not for a big brand, where are they getting their ideas?
Yeah, I think they're mainly looking at everyday's life, right? They're browsing through creative websites, design magazines, interior design portals, looking at decorating trends. And of course, they also get input from customers and partners. Mm-hmm. And that's basically how we can come up with all the ideas.
I often get inspired just when I'm outside of my house. I would say that the watch face that kind of got me known at Samsung was a watch face that I designed based off of a wheel of a Ferrari.
Oh.
That I was at a stoplight and this car pulled up next to me and I look and it's a Ferrari and they had this absolutely beautiful rim to, you know, on the wheel. And I looked at that and I thought, you know what? I could turn that into a watch face. Well, turn that into a watch face and the rest is history. That's how Samsung got to know me.
That's cool. That's a nice story. Cool.
Let's go back and talk a bit about the brands. What are some of the big top brands that Butterfly Effected has licensed?
Yeah, to name a few, we teamed up with NBC, Universal, CBS, Nickelodeon, the NFLPA. We have Sanrio as a partner, which have the Hello Kitty brand.
Yes.
This is really, really popular. Then also Paramount Pictures, Mavs, Konami. So it's really a wide range from the gaming media and even to music. Yeah, we are also teamed up with Sony Music.
Really?
Yeah, we are really proud about all our partners. And we are quite successful in this field.
That's pretty interesting to hear that you've partnered with Sony Music. When I was a freelance graphic designer, one of the projects I got to work on was with Sony Music, where I designed Madonna's first website and Bruce Springsteen's first website and many other of the artists that were under the Sony label. So I did a little work for Sony back in the day.
This is cool to hear. What a small world, right?
Yeah, definitely. So I'm sure working with some of these big brands, there must be some challenges. So can you talk a little bit about some of the challenges that you've had to face?
Oh, yeah. There are a lot of challenges, to be honest. When we started, the first challenge was to build up trust, right? We had to explain them the business and the opportunities. We had to negotiate about minimum guarantees, because back then we also didn't know if this would work, right? And big companies, they prefer in many cases not to be the first.
Yes.
But they want to have proven business cases. And so it was really hard for us to sign the first partners. And after that, it got easier, of course. But the first one, they were really challenging. And it took us up to 2 years for some contracts.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a really long road. Today, still challenging are often the approval processes of the different brands, and also the reporting, because all the companies, they have different requirements, which are in often cases completely opposite. And each time you have to try to fulfill them and to get all the numbers in place and so on.
Yeah. There's got to be a lot of trust on both sides to actually come to the agreement.
But yeah, it's still really nice to be able to team up with this big companies. And yeah, this is also something which makes us really proud.
So tell me, what is the workflow when Butterfly Effected is designing and publishing a theme?
We start by collecting ideas. Then we make the first sketches. Then we select the best ones for production. And after production, we do an extensive QA session, design-wise, and also regarding the technical part. We have to check if all colors are visible in all different combinations. There are some overlays and stuff like that. And if everything passes, we send them to our partners if needed. If it's a branded theme, we have to do this. And if we get the approval, we upload them into the store. And this is basically how it works.
How long would you say that process takes typically?
It also depends from partner to partner. If you're working alone, you can do this. And if you are experienced with all the tools and the store, I think you can create several themes a day even. If you are experienced and you know how the design tool works, you can do this. Yeah. If you do high quality themes, it might take you 2 weeks for one. If you need to wait for the approval, it can take up to 4 weeks.
Yeah. So a topic that a lot of developers discuss is the strategy around free themes, actually offering your content for free. What is Butterfly Effected's strategy when it comes to offering free themes?
We offer free themes, and we have different reasons for this, right? First, it's of course a really good marketing tool, which helps a lot to attract visitors and customers to your profile. And this gives you exposure, which also then generates more downloads. So it's a really cool tool, and it's good to do this periodically. We also offer free themes, and when we do this, we do it randomly, and we cover all topics, and then we do not explicitly pick up themes with smaller sales, right? So you can even from time to time download our top sellers for free.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. We do this, and we also offer them in regions where people can't afford to spend too much money on mobile content. For these regions, we also offer them at a cheaper price or even for free from time to time.
Yeah, I was actually interviewing another themes designer for the podcast recently, and she said the same thing, that depending on the region, she will often offer her designs for free for countries that typically cannot afford to spend much on their mobile devices.
Yeah, exactly. It's a little giving back, right? And also, I think it's a good long-time strategy, because the economic situation of these countries will improve. And then they will be able to spend money later on. So it's a good way, I think, to grow customers in a way.
So, this past year has been, very difficult for, the entire world, having to deal with COVID-19 and the pandemic. Can you tell me how that has impacted Butterfly Effected?
We were in a lucky position where we already did a lot of remote work. So we were quite experienced in this field. We nearly now switched completely to remote work and home offices. And we were able to quickly adapt to these new conditions. And this helped us a lot, so that the switch was not that difficult for us. And I think in this field, we are better off than many other companies.
Sure.
Who are facing quite more challenging times at the moment.
Yeah. Would you say that, has Butterfly Effected seen any impact in their downloads during this past year in the pandemic? Is this something that do you think has negatively affected people's ability to purchase themes? Or have you actually seen an uptick where it's actually, you've in a way have benefited a bit?
Yeah, I think at the beginning, when the whole thing started, we indeed saw a decline. Right, especially during the beginning of the first lockdowns.
Yes,
there were indeed some declines in downloads and sales. But luckily, as people are at home and are not able to go outside so much, they are using their smartphones more often. Right.
Yes,
and this of course helps us. And we saw the later stages or different months, so indeed upticks. And sales increases, and we are really lucky to be in this digital business, and having Samsung as a partner helps us tremendously to going through this whole pandemic in a really good way for us. So we are really, as said, we are happy and grateful that we aren't affected as much as other businesses.
Yeah, that's very true. I've actually heard from many developers about their appreciation for this opportunity, because it has been a business that they've been able to continue to run during the pandemic.
Exactly.
So what is in the future for Butterfly Affected?
Yeah, we want to continue our journey. We want to further improve the quality of our products, satisfy the needs of the customers, and continue our mission to provide people with wonderful designs, which hopefully brightens their day and make interactions with their phones more fun. And this is what we continue to do.
Nice. Can you tell me, are there any other designers that you look at and get inspiration from or at least admire?
Oh, yeah. There are many, many talented designers within the store and the whole ecosystem. And it's really hard for me to name one now. But there are so many, many really great designers and companies out there. And we actually don't see them as rivals or competition. We are all in the same boat, and it's more like a family and a community, right? We share all the same mission to provide people with wonderful designs, and we all want to make the customers happy.
Yeah, so a lot of other developers have the same thought, and that is they want to see the Galaxy Store grow with all sorts of great content, because whether it's from one developer or another, when there is such nice, you know, content out there, more users come to the store to shop and browse and purchase. So it makes it a thriving community when there is lots of success.
Yes, exactly. And as you know, people who purchase themes, they do it on a regular basis, right? It's not a thing which you do one time and then stop. So the more quality content is out, the more content we all can sell. So,
exactly.
Right. So it's really nice to have this community. And as said, yeah, we all want to do the same.
Nice. So I have one more question for you, and that is, what do you do for fun when you're not working deals to license big brands?
Yeah, I'm a typical nerd, to be honest. So I like reading books. I like playing games. I'm still gaming.
That's great.
And yeah, I also try to stay fit by doing some sports. which is, isn't easy all the time to motivate yourself, but yeah, I'm a typical nerd.
Oh, that is too funny.
Books, movies, games.
Well, hey Tan, thank you very much for being on the podcast. I absolutely appreciate you taking the time.
Oh yeah, great. Thank you for having me, Tony, and thank you for all the opportunities you're giving to us. It's really great to be part of your ecosystem and the relationship we have with you guys. It's really amazing. Thank you very much.
Excellent. Thanks, Tan.
Looking to start creating for Samsung? Download the latest tools to code your next app, or get software for designing apps without coding at all. Sell your apps to the world on the Samsung Galaxy Store. Check out developer.samsung.com today and start your journey with Samsung.
The POW podcast is brought to you by the Samsung Developer Program and produced by Tony Moreland.